And it goes a little something like this. Check this out.
People, it's Jason Bennett from Pop Code HQ. Welcome to Pod Code HQ Beyond the Synopsis Show. It's our interview feature with comic book creators about their latest project, be it a series launch, an upcoming issue, collective edition, pre-order push, whatever it is. And where a synopsis will typically give you a taste of what to expect from the comic, Beyond the Synopsis gets more in-depth with the creators themselves to learn what it's all about, provide even more reason for you to check it out. So sit back and listen to interviews from Pop Code HQ staff writers with incredibly talented creators of the comic book industry. Let's go! I am joined by the Eisner-nominated, Ringo-nominated, just superstar writer who's been across both Big Two with a number of series, as well as a number of creator-owned books and books on the indie scene. And he is here at WonderCon 2024, and they just announced his new project, The Scale Trade, coming from Magma Comics. And this is like the big announcement. I just had a panel yesterday, I believe. Yeah, first, Steve, great to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, looking at this, you know, this all just kind of happened all of a sudden right before WonderCon with the announcements. But what can you tell us about Scale Trade? The Scale Trade, I would imagine with the panel, is probably more you can reveal now.
Scale Trade is a modern action fantasy. It's set in a present-day world. We're saying science fantasy. You know, the twist is that here, dragons have always just been part of the ecosystem. They are the only species that can crossbreed with any other animal and form fertile offspring. So there's purebred dragons, but there's also every sort of fun hybrid you can imagine. And in this world, we're focusing on Carmen Tritos, who's new to the Dragon Conservation Agency. He's young, he's passionate, but he's very naive. And so when he steps into this job where he's fighting the illegal dragon meat trade, scale trade, if you will, and he thinks he knows what he's in for, but upon like his first raid in the first issue, he realizes that the problem is more horrific and bigger and more challenging than he could ever imagine. So he's a person much like a lot of folks who grew up, you know, everybody has a dinosaur phase when you're younger.
Oh, sure.
In this world, you have a dragon phase. He never left his. He loves them. He feels such a strong compassion for these creatures. He wants to help them. But as the series goes on, that isn't just about fighting people from the outside, but they run into these different groups, black market groups selling dragon leather, selling dragon meat. The problems are also coming from within. So it's an action thriller with this backbone of real compassion for those and for sort of the wonder and majesty of nature.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure how the trade part fit into it, because I know with the scale I saw the dragon wings by the logo on the side, flanking the logo. Mm-hmm. You're joined by Megan Huang on this.
Yes.
How's working with Megan on this project, and what does she bring to this that kind of elevates your story a little bit, at least in your mind?
I mean, this book wouldn't exist without Megan. You know, I don't do, even on work for hire, but especially with creator owns, these are true collaborations. We're co-creators on the book. My job, in the same way that I want room to deliver, especially on dialogue, what I do best, That's what I try to give my collaborators. So Megan is an equal partner in this. This world wouldn't exist in the way it does without her. A lot of what we've done in the book is, you know, again, stepping back and giving her the room to be expressive, to be creative, to be innovative, and design these hybrids, design these new dragons in ways that she's excited about. So, I mean, she's designed the look of the book. She's designed the, of course, every single hybrid you see in the book. And just like, you know, I want to be cooking and doing what I do best, that's what Megan needs as well. Same with our lettering team and things like that. So, look, she's there. She's got the room to work and deliver the wildest vision of this book possible. And it wouldn't exist without her, as I said, because we are truly peers in this. This is her book as much as it's mine. And she's building the world from the ground up. I'm there, of course, to provide the inspiration in the script.
Okay.
But she's the hand building it on the page. And she's vital to the book.
Do you have a set issue run for this? The miniseries, or just
The first arc is 4 issues, and then, you know, much like anything else in comics, it's going to depend on how that does to see when and if we come back and how, of course.
Okay.
But we certainly know what's coming after if we get the opportunity.
We've already decided. Okay. I was going to ask you initially about, you know, how'd you come to bring this to Magma Comics, but they spun out a heavy metal magazine, didn't they? And you had a couple of titles there, didn't you?
I did have a couple titles in heavy metal, some of the folks at Magma were working in heavy metal before, but there's been a lot of movements behind the scenes since then. So
okay.
I knew Denton, who's one of the founders of Magma, from heavy metal, and then once we got, okay, he got set up at the new place, it was more like, oh, you know, we enjoyed working together there, what could we do here? And at that point, that's when the pitch for Stealth Trade was just coming together. So it was sort of right place, right time, after we had previously met, yes, at heavy metal.
Okay, so just one final thing in wrapping up. When are pre-orders do you already have?
They're probably due right now. I mean, as creators, we're not really told that information.
Okay,
But I'm sure the folks at Magma will know.
Okay.
But there's certainly...
I'll look online to see if it... I didn't know if it was that soon that we could expect it.
Well, we're out in May, so they're probably coming up. But there's probably still time. You know, if it's only in March, you're usually pre-orders are like at least a month ahead. So there's probably still a couple of weeks to order or more.
Okay, good. Good. Well, we'll definitely make sure we include the diamond codes and everything. So,
absolutely.
Any variants for the first issue?
Yeah, we have Max Dunbar is one of our variant cover artists. But the main one, of course, is that we're very lucky to have Walt Simonson doing our alternate cover for issue one. So I'm my bucket list is getting shorter all the time. I'm a very lucky person.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, I feel like a lucky person getting to finally sit down and talk with you and meet you. And I know you're a big Alan Scott fan, and Green Lantern's all I collect. So.
Alan is my favorite Green Lantern.
Yeah, definitely wanted to meet you, and I see your names on a lot of our previews that we put out. So once again, thanks to the Steve Orlando of comics, Steve Orlando.
It's my pleasure.
Steve, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Special thanks to Steve Orlando for talking with us at Podcode HQ from WonderCon 2024 about the scale trade. The drops May 1st. You can get your pre-orders in now through April 8th at your favorite local comic shop or online retailer. Follow Steve Orlando online on Twitter at The Steve Orlando, one word, and on Instagram at the.steve.orlando. Also, be sure to check out Magma Comics as they debut their 3 launches, one of them being the Scale Trade, and they can be visited at magmacomics.com. Magma Comics, and they can be followed on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on the same handle at Magma Comics, again with an X. Thank you for listening, and go check it out. Check it out. What's it all about?